Sports fans have plenty of reason to wear out the buttons on their remote controls this weekend. Yesterday, in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Connecticut and Georgia Tech advanced to Monday's title game. The women's Final Four begins tonight. Many professional hockey and basketball clubs are playing for the postseason, and the first stateside baseball park opens for business tonight when the Baltimore Orioles play host to the Boston Red Sox. Under normal circumstances, the beginning of the Major League soccer schedule can get lost in this shuffle. But when 14-year-old phenom Freddie Adu made his debut last night here in Washington for the D.C. United, that was enough to make a few remotes click where they've never clicked before.
They are on their feet in D.C., a standing ovation. As Kinnaird comes to the sideline, he already scored his goal, and now the Freddie Adu era officially begins. Here's Freddie.
However, Adu was only a late-game substitution, and he didn't end up contributing to his team's 2-1 victory over the defending champion San Jose Earthquakes. Washington Post sports writer Stephen Goff was at the game. He's at home now and on the phone. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How did Adu look on the field?
He looked pretty good. He was definitely nervous, and I think that surprised me a little bit because he exudes such confidence, and he had done well all week in the build-up to the game. But you could kind of tell with his body language during the warm-ups before the game when they introduced him. You could kind of tell I think the moment had really affected him, but he got it out of the way, and I think that was the biggest thing for him.
The game was sold out, right?
It was sold out under their new, configuration. RFK Stadium usually holds about 52,000, 53,000. But the team is trying to create a demand on tickets, where in the past you could just walk up whenever you wanted because the stadium's so large. So what the team did was basically cut off sales at 24,600. And with Freddie playing, there was a big excitement. But the team held to that policy and just stopped selling at 24,600. They probably could have sold 35,000 tickets or so.
Were there people outside that were turned away?
I don't think so. I think the word got out early enough in the week that there was no way they were going to open the upper deck. From one of the other reporters for the Post who was there, he said no. He said there were some scalpers out front, but most people knew that if they didn't have a ticket, there was no reason to show up.
How's Freddie Adu being received by his teammates?
They like him a lot. I think part of what has helped him is that he did work out with them in the past couple of years because he's from here. He grew up in Potomac, Maryland. So occasionally the team would just invite him to work out with them. And he's very mature, very polished. The teammates recognize his talent, and they also realize all the hoopla that would go with it. I think they were getting kind of tired of all that. But in the end, I think Freddie handled it well, and the rest of the team tolerated it to some extent.
Does Freddie mania extend to the rest of Major League Soccer in the United States?
Yeah, it's a good question. We'll have to see how it turns out. Their next game is in Los Angeles, a place where they have a small stadium anyway, so it's really hard to say how that affects ticket sales. The week after, they go to New York, which is in a gigantic NFL stadium. That'll be a good indication of his popularity.
Stephen Goff covers soccer for the Washington Post, and he joined us by phone from his home in Virginia. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.